Word came late summer of an unusual natural relic found near the Mount Edgecombe volcano just west of Sitka. So a group of scientists and friends headed out for a look. University of Alaska botanist Kitty Labounty says it was a scramble.
They kind of led us through this big pile of, you know, logs and all that back up into a creek area where the bank had been cut enough away that you could see this pretty amazing tree.
What they found was upright and largely intact, but it wasn't petrified.
It actually looked like a tree, like a charcoal tree, but the outline was pretty amazing. And when you looked up at it up close, you could see all the structure in the tree. You could see where some of the roots were, some of the branches. You could see knots actually still in the structure of the tree.
It was embedded in pumice, an extremely porous rock created during explosive volcanic eruptions. Now you may know pumice as a rough granular stone sold as a cosmetic and used to scrape away dried skin. Geologist Jim Bechtel says this pumice fell as powder, grain, and rocks, and it quickly buried the tree.
It looks like it's still in growth position, but it was so hot that it basically completely charcoalized the tree in place.
And it didn't fall apart because it was held in place by the pumice until now.
From the geology point of view, the exciting part is this is the first time we'll be able to directly date that eruption.
Bechtel says the volcanic material came from Crater Ridge, one of several volcanic features near Mount Edgecombe. He's sent off some pumice and charred wood for testing.
We've got enough samples that we can get the chemistry of what the eruption was, and that will tell us too, because each of those individual vents has a slightly different chemistry.
Bechtel says the information will be added to existing research on the volcanoes of Kruzoff Island, where Crater Ridge and Mount Edgecombe stand. It will also help shape a larger view of the many volcanoes, cinder cones, and lava flows found in southeast Alaska. Scientists already know the massive weight of Ice Age glaciers, which used to cover most of southeast, pushed down the region's landforms, and as they melted and retreated, it rose back up.
And we're thinking that the eruptions are tied to fractures opening and closing with the warping of the Earth's crust at or soon after deglaciation.
From a geologist's perspective, southeast remains volcanically active. Its most recent lava flow, north of Ketchikan, happened around the 1800s. The region continues to see shrinking glaciers and thinning ice fields, but Bechtel says it's not on a large enough scale to expect eruptions anytime soon. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Sitka.